A decade ago, the journal Science reported Dr. James Thompson's team had discovered embryonic stem cell lines, which can regenerate tissues and organs inside the body. Much of the technology has not yet reached patients, but Ed Falone, president of Wisconsin Stem Cell Now, is optimistic.
Progress continues to be made, slowly but surely, and I foresee some very incredible advances in cellular biology and our understanding of how cells work and develop. And in particular, I think in the near future, we're going to see some breakthroughs in pharmaceuticals and new drug therapies.
The science has not been controversy-free. Falone says the social opposition to the research is waning, as shown in this election.
The election results in Colorado, the resounding failure of attempts to define a blastocyte as a person, rejected by 75% of the voters in Colorado. I think that slowly we are now chipping away at the veil of ignorance and misinformation that's been spread by some.
With a poor economy and government deficits, Falone says the biggest challenge is finding ways to pay for the research, either with taxes or private money. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.